Life Audio.
Hey sis, and welcome to Inside Out with Courtney. It's a podcast that helps thousands of women all around the globe just like you grow in Christ, character, calling, career, and community. Join me along with occasional guests as we talk about biblical truths, overcoming issues of life as Christian women, while also being encouraged and equipped for every good work as we await the return of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Courtney Richard, and after a quick commercial break, we'll get ready to start growing from the inside out.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Well, again, welcome to the show. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about five ways to fight through fear when it overwhelms you. If you've clicked onto this episode and you feel like, Courtney, I really need to overcome this. I really need to get through this. I need to fight this off. Then you are in the right place, 100%. You are listening to the right episode today because you're not alone in the process. There are so many of us on this journey of faith that struggle with fear. So for starters, there are a variety of fears. There are a variety of things that we can be afraid of. And as I read off some of these, you may say, Courtney, that's it. You hit it right on the nail. But there may be some things that you don't struggle with, and that's okay. Maybe you can use this for a message one day to help someone else. Or if you know someone that is struggling, maybe you can pass this episode on to someone else. But we're going to go ahead and begin. And so for starters, number one, a great fear I think a lot of people have is the fear of losing a loved one. Right? Whether that's a mother, a father, a husband, a child, a friend, someone maybe that you're close to online or someone in your church, just the fear of losing them is hard, especially when it's someone that's really, really close to you. And then there's the fear of people. Sometimes, I mean, no matter if someone says something or they're trying to do something to you, you know, that can be a thing that can overwhelm you. And then there's the fear of death. There's the fear of failure, the fear of success, like imposter syndrome. There's the fear of missing out. We hear that a lot. There's sudden fear, like a spider or a snake or someone startles you and just comes upon you. There's the fear of bad news, right? Of any kind. It could be a job loss, a separation, a divorce, a sickness, a diagnosis. It could be the fear of what others might even think of you. It could be the fear of God in an unhealthy way. We do need to have the fear of the Lord in a good, healthy way. But then there's sometimes that unhealthy way or a way that people will put that upon you. There's a fear of what God has called you to do. You may feel inadequate. You may feel like I'm not even qualified to do something like this. And so you're scared and shaking in your boots and you feel like I just can't do this. So we're going to talk about some of that today as well. And then there's the fear of the future, of like what's to come, the fear of what's to come, even as it relates to the end of days. Like a lot of people get scared and they don't even want to talk about stuff like that. But it's nothing to be afraid of. It's written. It's a part of it. And so, you know, I always talk about how Jesus is going to come back. But there are some things that we're going to go through as believers, you know, as Christians, and we're going to need to stand firm together. And so God is telling us, do not be afraid of the future. And so we're going to talk about it today. We're going to talk about how to fight through this fear when it just consumes us. So let me just tell you something before we go into the five ways, is that understanding that fear can sometimes be paralyzing, and the enemy wants us to be paralyzed. He wants us to be stopped in our tracks, to not move, to not trust God. And God is saying, no, I want you to trust me. I want you to fight to trust me in the face of the fear. And so without further delay, we're going to go ahead and jump into this topic. So I hope that you're ready. Let's go ahead and do it. So again, we're talking about five ways to fight through fear when it overwhelms you. And so tip number one is going to be to just be honest with God about your fears. Like, be honest about how you are feeling and just talk to him and say, Lord, I'm afraid. Lord, I'm scared. So for me, I'm going to tell you something. Like I said early in the beginning, is that there are things that I still struggle with as it relates to fear, and I'm working through those things. But when they come upon me, I've got to use the strategies that I'm going to tell you today. And these are strategies against Satan. And so when I tell you to talk to God, it's because I'm telling you something that I do. One of the things for me personally is I don't like to fly. I do not like to fly. And so I would get on these planes and I would go do these speaking engagements and do all these things. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to fly for God. Okay. I'm going to go fly and preach the word of God. But here's the thing, I don't like it. And I think it's because I'm out of control. I have no control. I have no idea what the pilots are doing up there. And I'm telling you, I get attacked in my mind the night before. And the enemy knows it. God knows it. I know it. So we're all aware. But I've got to fight him. And so with that, I go to God and I talk to him while I am literally like getting onto the plane. Sometimes I just want to turn away. I get so afraid. I just want to say, never mind. I'm just going to call the host. I can't do this. I'm just shaking. And that's crazy. That's exactly what the enemy wants me to do. And I can't. And so I press through it and I say, hey, I'm going. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to face this fear. I'm going to do it. And I'm fighting through it, even though it's overwhelming. And so when I get in my seat, I have to tell you, and we're up there and we're high, okay? And I'm totally out of control. I'm doing everything. I am reading. I am praying. I'm looking out the window. I definitely like to sit by the window, all the things. And so God will say to me sometimes, what are you afraid of? And I'm like, God, I'm scared up here, you know? And he will tell me, listen, and he will remind me of the verses. He'll remind me of the scriptures that I've been feasting on in the word. And he would just, you know, quote that back to me. And it just calms me. It gives me a peace. And then I have to just sit back and trust him. And he is just so good. I'm not in control anyway, right? We're not in control. And even Jesus got to a point when he was scared, right? And he said, Father, take this cup from me. He even went back out and talked to the disciples that were out there. He was like, can you just pray for me? Can you just tarry with me for 1 hour? Because he was scared. But then he went back and he said, okay, Lord, your will be done. And it's the same way for me when I'm getting on this plane. I say, I gotta go. I gotta go and do what God is calling me to do. And it's the same way with you. You've got to go and do what God is calling you to do. We cannot allow fear to paralyze us. Instead, we have to say, you know what? God, your will be done, not mine. And that was an example. Jesus having that moment in the Garden of Gethsemane was not like this moment of weakness in a way where it's like, oh my gosh, like Jesus is weak like that. No, he was really showing us that there are going to be times in our lives when we're going to feel afraid and we're not going to want to go forth. But when we press forward, lives are changed. People's lives are saved by the work that we're doing. Our lives are saved because Jesus said, you know what? Not my will. He pressed through the fear, the overwhelming fear, and he went to the cross and he died for us and did exactly what we needed him to do and did exactly what God called him to do. And as a result, lives are saved. Amen. And so we don't want fear to just overwhelm us. And so just like Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane was talking to the Father, we also have to go to God with our fears and talk to him, and he will help us. Now let's move on to point number two. Just like I was on the plane, right? And the Lord reminded me of the scriptures. I want to encourage you to number two is to remember what scripture says when you feel overwhelmed by fear. You're going to have to fight fear with the truth. And that's the truth of God's word. You're going to have to fight Satan on it because, again, like I say, I get attacked in my mind when I'm headed to the airport, but then God reminds me of his word, right? And so I have to put on the full armor. And part of that armor is the sword of the spirit. And with the sword of the spirit, guess what we can do with that? We can cut him up. That's right. He is the father of lies. And so we have to conquer him and fight him with the word of God. So we've got to pull everything out and we've got to speak the word. And I'm telling you, when I hear the word and I speak the word and God reminds me of the word, there is so much power in that. And so I just want to tell you, whenever you are afraid, whether that's the fears of all the things that I was talking about, speak the word in areas where you know in the season of fear that you're in. So if you're struggling with a loved one that's sick, then you want to pull up scriptures on sickness. If you're feeling afraid about financial struggles, like pull up all kinds of scriptures in that regard and then speak them out. Cut the enemy up as he comes with you with these lies. If you're afraid to fall asleep, then listen, Psalm 4:8, this is what it says. It says, in peace, I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe. If you're struggling with trusting the Lord, you know that scripture, that one that all of us are familiar with his Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And it says, "And trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path." You've got to fight fear with faith. You've got to fight fear with the truth. Amen. Well, all right. Well, we're going to take a break to hear a word from our sponsors for a moment. But when I get back, we're going to talk about the last three ways to fight through fear when it overwhelms you. Stay tuned for more.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast, to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on The Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.
Welcome back to this episode where we're talking about fighting through fear when it overwhelms us. Yes. So let's go ahead and dive into these last three tips that I have for you. All right. So here we go. So number three is to fight to believe who God says he is when fear consumes you. For instance, God is I am. I want you to really think about the power of those two words, I am. And then I want you to think about who he is to you when you are facing fear, okay? Think about this. He says, "I am Alpha and Omega." He says, "I am your protector. I am your defender. I am your peace. I am your strength. I am your comfort. I am your father. And I care about all that concerns you." So when you are going through fear in your life, a fearful moment, I want you to pause and think about who he is to you in that moment. So again, if you need him to be your protector, then say, "Lord, I need you." And he's going to say, "I am." So who is he in your life when you're afraid? Call out to him. Because let me tell you something, God is greater than Satan. But you have to fight him by knowing who God is to you. And I have to fight him by knowing who God is to me. Point number four is all about do it anyway. You've got to have this do it anyway attitude. And this is as it relates to purpose and your assignment or calling or a task that God has that he wants you to fulfill. In Hebrews 11:6, it tells us, "Without faith, it is impossible to please God." And so we have got to believe him when he calls us to a specific task. And let me tell you something, he rewards us for that faith. If you continue to read on, he rewards us when we diligently seek him. He is going to reward us because of that faith. And here's the thing, in Hebrews, we know there's the hall of faith, right? We know about that. There's Noah and Abraham and Moses and all of these different Bible characters in the story that we can learn and glean from. And so when we are afraid, let us go back to their stories and see how they had to press through their fear. They had to fight through this overwhelming fear to be able to move forward to do the very thing that God was calling them and predestining them to do. And so he's doing the same thing with you and me. Even when we think about Mary, the angel of the Lord told her, "Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." And he tells us this through Luke 1:30. But yet she was a virgin and thinking, there's no way that I can do this. I cannot have a child. I'm not even married yet. And the Lord is speaking through this angel and he's saying, no. There is nothing that's impossible with God. Absolutely nothing. For nothing is impossible with God. And we know that scripture is found in Luke 1:37. So go back and chew on that and meditate on that. When God is calling you to something big, and she was called to carry Jesus, the light of the world, our Savior. But yet here this was this impossible situation, but she pressed forward in faith. And you know what she told the angel of the Lord? She said, "Listen, I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true. And we know that it did. And you and I, my sister, are servants of the Lord. And so we must go on and do what God's calling us to do. Because guess what? There is nothing that is impossible with God. Don't let fear paralyze you. Don't let it stop you from doing what God has called you to do. That is exactly what Satan wants to do. He wants you to stop. He wants you to say, no, I can't go. But you have to press through and go forth anyway. Okay? You've got to fight by moving forward in faith. There are souls attached to your obedience and to my obedience. Now let's move on to point number 5, which is fight by using every resource you have. That's right. Every resource that you have, my sister, I want you to fight. So if you have books on the shelf that is talking about fear and you're struggling with fear, look on your bookshelf and pull that book out and begin to open it up and study and read and highlight and dog ear it and all of the things so that you can get those scriptures and those practical tips inside of you. If you don't have books on fear, then I encourage you to go and grab a book. I actually want to encourage you to grab my 52-week devotional where I have a whole month on faith over fear. Go ahead and grab that. I'm going to put that in the show notes for you. But I also want to recommend another book by an author that I absolutely love, and it's Stormy O'Martian, and she has an amazing book that is called The Power of Praying Through Fear, and I'm going to put that in the show notes as well. But I definitely want to encourage you to pick up these books if you don't have any other books. But even if you do have those other books, I highly recommend these as well, because there's power in prayer and there's power in overcoming fear in every possible way. There's also Right Now Media. There's all kinds of videos in there about overcoming fear by amazing Bible teachers. So if your church allows you to get Right Now Media and you have that vault of amazing video teachings, then go ahead and grab it. I love Right Now Media. So I'm definitely encouraging you to do it, if you, you know, to tune in if you have it. And then also there's teaching series that you can actually go to your Christian bookstore or order online and grab those teaching series on this particular topic. Because I'm telling you, all of this is going to help you to overcome. There is apparel. If you see wristbands and jewelry and necklaces and earrings about fear and faith and all of these things, that's going to encourage you. And different clothes. Like, I have a t-shirt that says, relax, God is in control. And I'm telling you, when I'm about to fly, I look at that t-shirt. It's like the Lord reminds me of that t-shirt in my closet. And I look up there and I go, okay. And God's saying, just relax, baby. I've got you. I've got you. I'm like, okay, God. But then there's also wall art. Like, Hobby Lobby has tons of wall art and plaques and all kinds of good stuff that you can surround yourself with to be encouraged and to be able to be transformed and renewed in your mind with the word of God. Amen. That's going to help you to overcome in this area. Another thing too that I highly recommend is getting some index cards and putting verses on there. So if you study out the verses on, you know, do a Google search and you pull up scriptures on fear and overcoming fear and even faith scriptures as well, this is going to help you to just kind of feast on the scriptures. Just go over each index card one by one by one and do it in the morning over and over and over again. Or maybe pull out those index cards over lunch, or maybe it's before you go to bed. Think about that. I also want to say that I've created a binder, and this binder has fear scriptures all inside of it. And so I will open up that binder and I will just recite all of those verses to just get it in me and just fill up on those verses, so that when I'm afraid, those scriptures will come up as a standard against the enemy. Another thing that I want to recommend that you do is go to crosswalk.com, and there are articles on overcoming fear. If you just do a search, put it in the search, I'm telling you, there are going to be so many different articles that come up that's going to help you to overcome fear. And then maybe look into a conference that's in your area that's happening in your city or nearby, or maybe something that you can drive or fly to be able to overcome fear. There are tons of resources and opportunities and ways that you can practically and spiritually overcome whenever you are feeling overwhelmed with fear. God wants us to overcome this. Amen. He does not want us to embrace this and own this and keep this as a part of our lives. No, he wants us to break free. And these are some ways that we can break free. All right. So before I close, I just want to give you a few encouraging words that come straight from the mouth and breath of God. And so I want to go over some of these verses, and some of them you may have heard of. And so I just want you to just kind of think of this before we close out today and just meditate on the word of God. Even if you have to play this back, I want you to remember these words, because this is what God is saying to you today. He's saying, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I will deliver you from all of your fears. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Thank you so much for joining me. Well, I pray that this episode has helped you. Also, if you need prayer or just want to let me know how this episode has served you, you can email me directly at insideoutwithcourtney@gmail.com. Also, be sure to connect with me on social media, subscribe to the Inside Out with Courtney podcast and blog, and don't forget to tell other women about it. I'd also love it if you could leave a review, and also don't forget to grab a freebie of your choice at CourtneyRichard.com. If you're hosting an event, let me know all about it by visiting CourtneyRichard.com/booking. Now, before I go, I just want to take a quick moment to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with me on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. And let me tell you something, they've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and so much more. All right, and that's it for now. Until next time, remember, Jesus Christ is coming back soon. So let's get ready from the inside out.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com.